Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My doctor and I are all in, and I got a text just before I came on from a dear friend doctor that just found out he had it, and he started the DQ regimen.
I'll just cut to the chase. Big Tech's out to get conservatives.
Our purpose there is only to protect our federal buildings, which we're doing. There's no problem. I mean, they're nasty and they're vicious people, but our people are very powerful people.
Heard from Congressman Louis Gohmert, Congressman Jim Jordan, and, of course, the President of the United States. We'll hear from our congressman here in the 1st District of Maryland, Republican Andy Harris, joining us in studio for this hour. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
We'll start with your colleague, Congressman Louis Gohmert. He has announced he has tested positive for COVID-19.
Right, a totally routine test. He had no symptoms.
No, he's symptomatic. Feels pretty good. Says he's a little tired.
Can you imagine how many people in America there are who are like that?
He says he's starting on the hydroxychloroquine regimen.
Yep.
And he says this is how he think he may have gotten the virus.
It is interesting, and I don't know about everybody, but when I have a mask on, I'm moving it to make it comfortable. And I can't help but wonder if that puts some germs in the mask. If keep the hands off your mask. Anyway, who knows?
Is it possible that by repeatedly touching the mask and adjusting the mask that you could potentially get the virus?
I mean, it's theoretically possible, but the fact of the matter is, you know, he has an asymptomatic infection that would never have been discovered if it weren't for a routine test because he was going to fly on Air Force One. Again, we have no idea how many people out there actually have a low-grade version of this virus. They develop immunity. I think we're in good position where we need to be with this virus. Places like New York, I think, already have herd immunity. New York, New Jersey, Northern Italy. I think Miami-Dade is going to have herd immunity very soon. We'll have a vaccine. I mean, we're where we need to be. We just need to keep on reopening. And my gosh, because I heard the segment, in the last hour, we have got to reopen the schools. This is so ridiculous. I just wrote an op-ed. It should be on some of the papers on the shore because two of the shore counties, Wicomico and Somerset, have decided not to reopen, in person, which I think is a terrible mistake. You're absolutely right. If you can go to a grocery store, you can go to a Walmart, a Home Depot, buy any. We can't educate our children, really? We know exactly how this virus transmits. We can keep our school personnel safe. With regard, I know you played a clip from the governor of Kentucky. I'm speechless. You know, five children in Kentucky tested positive. So what? You know, in an average flu season, there'd be hundreds of children mm-hmm. testing positive for the flu, which is actually much more dangerous for children than COVID.
And we don't shut down schools.
Absolutely. We don't shut down schools. We don't do contact tracing. Mm-hmm. We don't do any of this.
This week, we have had a lot of, triggered a lot of on the left regarding the frontline doctors that held that news conference on Capitol Hill.
that have a different opinion?
You're not allowed to have that.
Not allowed. No.
Look,
we have people all the time on social media saying, Andy Harris, how can you be a doctor when you say reopen schools? Well, because actually the science shows very, very, very clearly. All these liberals who are like, don't be a science denier. Well, don't deny the science about reopening schools. The science is clearly, if you care what's best for the children, then reopening schools is clearly the answer.
Well, Fauci's out there saying there's no valid scientific evidence that the regimen of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and erythromycin works.
I disagree with him. I think the studies that he refers to were hydroxychloroquine alone, most of the studies he refers to. And it's on a cellular level, you have to give it with zinc. I won't see Louie today, but I might shoot him a text. Just make sure that he's taking zinc with it.
And that has to
a
do
question
with
for you, if I might, Andy. Looking at the hearings that were held the last couple of days, about 2 days ago, with Attorney General Barr, I had difficulty figuring out which Democrat was the most annoying.
It was a tough decision, let me tell you.
Yeah, it was, really. I finally came down to Pramila Jayapal, who's Congresswoman from Washington State. I think she's a first-term congressperson, as a matter of fact. Following the conversation that she had, or actually it was a diatribe, she was there. They had 6 minutes together. She allowed him to speak for a total of 60 seconds, and she was interrupting during that time period. Well, this is what she had to say about that particular tactic.
I think it's an opportunity to make the point that the witness doesn't want to answer the question, which, you know, I think that that was clear with Bill Barr when he says, I'm not aware of it. I don't know that, you know, no, that didn't happen. So, you know, you just have to control the time, and they don't expect it often. And there are different ways that members do it. But it's very important with a hostile witness who clearly knows what the rules are himself and is a skilled attorney.
So she says you have to do this in order to make the witness answer the question. But observably, she had no interest in his answers.
No. If his answers didn't correspond to her version of facts, then they have no interest. You know, if he says, look, that's not the way it happened, okay, maybe that's not the way it happened. You know, to then claim, well, you know, he must, you know, obviously she implies he lies with that.
He's under oath.
He fully understands what the penalties are to lie to Congress under oath in a hearing. Look, he held his own. The bottom line, he embarrassed them. He is one of the most intelligent people in Washington.
I think he's one of the best attorneys general that we've seen in a long time.
I personally would not have had the patience.
He has the patience of Job, let me tell you, because I got to tell you, what he put up with there, you know, honestly, he must leave those hearings and just shake his head and wonder, like, how could a person, people like this, get elected to office?
7:13 right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of AAA Heating and Air. We're looking at the Fort McHenry Tunnel Toll Plaza area. That's good. 895 is okay in the construction zone. Of course, that's one lane each way. Key Bridge traffic is good. JFX is still light after Northern Parkway. Nothing major on the Beltway locally. The mid-morning ride now to the Capitol Beltway is still clear. Harford County, about 15 minutes ago, report of an accident in Hickory at Route 1 near Route 543. The new Daikin Fit air conditioning system from AAA is designed to provide you maximum comfort all the time in every room. Consistent temperature, humidity control, whisper quiet, easy on your budget. And for more information, it's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today and hot, and you're used to that by now. It'll be the 25th day over 90 degrees here in the Baltimore Metro. 96 today's high. Relief is on the way by tomorrow. It's 79 right now in Easton. It's 75 in Pikesville. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And up next, our Make America Great Again update.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution, a local firm that helps people with IRS and state tax issues. I know tax problems can be overwhelming. I understand. That is why our approach is different. We tailor our resolution plan for each client's unique situation that puts you on a path for success. Call us now at 443-367-9000. Does everyone get a tax settlement golden ticket? No, but there are other government programs and strategies that work just as well or better. You need to be prepared to deal with your issue in the best way. Tax problems don't just go away on their own, and they tend to get worse. Do you have the best strategy? Call us now at 443-367-9000 to find out. We're local experts that are sincerely concerned for you. Call us at 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. Get relief.
Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again.
We will make America great again. President Trump in Texas yesterday, and he talked about how the United States now has become the world's leading exporter in energy.
The United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas on the face of the earth. To ensure we maintain this dominant position long into the future, we will never lose this position. My administration is announcing today that export authorizations for American liquefied natural gas can now be extended through the year 2050.
The president says U.S. energy exports reached an all-time high, first time in 67 years. Our annual gross energy exports exceeded imports. And he went on to warn about the AOC Green New Deal disaster, as he called it. Are we to be concerned that the president is campaigning in Texas?
No, you know, the president likes to go to friendly places as well. He, you know, he needs that recharge every once in a while. There's no way Texas votes for Joe Biden. You know, the Texas economy runs on, look, it runs on fossil fuels. I mean, and Joe Biden's plan and AOC's plan will destroy, will not only destroy the industry, but it'll double our cost of energy in the United States, maybe triple our cost of energy. It's a disaster.
Now, the president won Texas by 9 points. Ted Cruz held off Beto O'Rourke by 3 points. They had a great Democrat turnout last time, but there's still more Republicans registered in Texas than Democrats.
Yes, there are, and there were election shenanigans going on with Ted Cruz. I mean, we've had a briefing from some people who are former intelligence. The early vote in Texas was manipulated. It is, you know, and this is something we need to look into. There is evidence that that, you know, all these votes are stored and on overseas. They're an overseas company. They are easily manipulatable. They're hackable. They're manipulatable. And again, there is good evidence that this actually occurred in Texas. The problem was is that the Democrats didn't anticipate how high the turnout would be on Election Day, especially in West Texas. And it's only because they didn't invent enough votes in the early voting that Cruz won. But that should have
another
been much
piece of good news. Andy, another piece of good news for the president is the new Zogby poll is up. And it's like the old Mark Twain thing. You know, reports of his death have been slightly exaggerated. The president is now trailing Vice President Joe Biden 44% to 40%. That's a 3.5-point margin of error, so you're at the margins. In third place, Libertarian nominee is 5%, and fourth, the Green Party nominee. He's beating Biden in the East, 43 to 41, and in the South, 44 to 37. And Biden beats the president in the central Great Lakes area and in the West. Well, the central America, I mean, the central part of America, Wisconsin, Michigan, those states are very important. Are they still within reach?
Oh, sure. They, what's going on, the people in middle America, they look around at what's going on the coasts, whether it's New York, you know, the ridiculousness going on with de Blasio and Cuomo, whether it's Oregon, you know, Portland, Seattle, and they just shake their heads. And they want a president who they know will protect them from that. And Joe Biden is not that person. When he gets out of the basement, it'll become clear.
There is encouraging other polls that swing and independent voters in Michigan are moving against Biden and for the president. And first-time voters, which were the key for Barack Obama in 2008-2012, they are dropping for Biden. In fact, the first-time voter registration, new voter registration, dropped 60% in Florida. So the first-time vote may not be lining up for Biden. And finally, there's a new poll out, Jerry Falwell Jr., saying that 90% of evangelicals support the president for reelection.
And the other 10% didn't understand the question.
Well, you still have a few stragglers, you know, like the guy down at St. John's or whatever.
This is such a clear, for evangelicals, this is a very, very clear decision. You know, they are socially conservative, and Joe Biden has adopted the entire social liberal platform.
Real quickly, about 30 seconds, the president seems to be shifting strategy a little bit away from going after Joe Biden's alleged dementia now into that he is a radical left progressive candidate. This is setting up to be classic capitalism, socialism, a conservative center-right versus a radical left agenda. You think that's a good move on his part?
Sure. So look, the president has planted the seed about Joe Biden's mental state. That's all you need to do is plant the seed, because once he gets out of the basement, it'll become clear to people, yes, there is a problem with his acuity. And God, you know, God bless him. You know, he had a long career, but people know. And if you look at the polls, it's clear. People understand there is a problem with it. So that being, the president has already put that out before the public. They understand it. Now the public needs to understand this is socialism against, you know, traditional American democracy and free market prosperity that we have. So it's the natural progression. The seed is planted. Anybody who sees it, I know you, again, in the last segment you said, well, you could have the outtake reel and you'd never have to play anything again. This is true. And it's going to get even better or worse for him, right, once he gets out of the basement, because he can't put two sentences together off teleprompter that make any sense.
722, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Frank Luber here. Yes, AES Builders is still open for business and are now offering virtual consultations. Designs and estimates are provided with their online services without coming into your home. Of course, AES is still doing in-home estimates, too, while adhering to CDC guidelines. So if you're thinking of having some remodeling done, like a new kitchen, bathroom, or maybe finishing that basement, then call AES, one of Maryland's leading home remodelers, all thanks to my good friend Tim Munson, owner and founder of AES. Tim treats each customer like family while making their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. AES takes great pride in their work, which is why they give a 5-year free labor warranty. To show great appreciation, Tim is offering medical personnel and first responders additional discounts. Remember Tim's heartbeat promise, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, then we're not done. And Tim means it. Go to aeshome.us or call 1-800-787-SAVE.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland Global Campus was made to serve the military and working adults like you. And for more than 20 years, UMGC has been providing education online with virtual advising and no-cost digital textbooks so that affordable, quality education is within your reach. No application fee if you apply by August 31st. Learn about rolling admissions and more ways to save at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Good morning. It's 7:23. Traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. Still a good ride coming off the Bay Bridge and through Annapolis on 50. We're clear at Route 2 and Ritchie Highway over towards Parole, Seven River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. There is a construction area setting up for the morning now on Route 2 at Harris T. Allen Boulevard. That's at Route 2 and Route 665 in Annapolis. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBA.
Weather Channel says sunshine today. It'll be hot in 96. It's 75 right now in Middle River, 72 in Laurel. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. If you have a question for Congressman Harris, feel free to give us a call. He'll be in studio with us till the top of the hour. Then he'll be available by phone shortly thereafter. 410 WCBM 680, 1-800 WCBM 680. On Capitol Hill, the big debate these days, phase four of the COVID-19 relief legislation. The HEALS Act is over in the Senate right now. It's Mitch McConnell's bill. In the House, Nancy Pelosi isn't so much interested in the HEALS Act. The Speaker is basically, she wants the $600 on unemployment benefits extended. And of course, Mitch says, no, I think we need to cut that back a little bit, maybe down to $200 or $300. Mitt Romney now has a proposal to cut $200 off that and make it $400. And so we're back and forth here. Do you see anything passing this week?
If not this week, it could be, you know, early next week. Again, Nancy Pelosi, and you played her saying that, or said that she said, well, we're not going to do just unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nonsense, because that's the only thing we need to do. Everything else has money available. Everything else. You know, there's money for the testing. There's money for the development of stuff. There's still PPP money left. Everything else we could put off for a few weeks. But the fact of the matter is that unemployment checks drastically get reduced. And we still have unemployment at 11, 12%. And again, remember, government caused this unemployment. Government told people, you can't go to work. So it's only fair that we actually compensate people when government tells them they can't go to work. Now, I don't think you should give them more than they earned. But at $200, that works out to no one in Maryland would get more than they earned, because the minimum wage person would be held harmless. They'd be still getting $10 an hour equivalent in unemployment. If you earned more than that, you wouldn't get more than you earned. I think $200 is a reasonable amount. But the negotiation will begin, and I think in the end we just pass an unemployment extension. Now, I hope it's not the $600 extension. I hope that, you know, Mitch McConnell puts his foot down. Look, if the Democrats want to cut unemployment checks next week, it's up to them, because the offer's on the table. You know, federal government supplies $200. And remember, during the Great Recession, the Democrat offer of weekly unemployment supplement was $25.
Right.
It was $25. Right. So, you know, you have these senators saying, ridiculous. Well, see if you can live on $200 a week. Well, first of all, it's not $200. It's $200 plus the state contribution. Right. And when your party was in charge, pal, you were giving away $25 a week.
McConnell says, you know, if there's no liability protection, that he won't put the bill on the floor.
I think he won't put a comprehensive bill, but I think there will be an unemployment extension. You heard it here first. There will be, because that's the way Congress operates. You know, we only deal with what we have to deal with, and we have to deal with unemployment. It's only fair. You know, the government put people out of business. This is different from every other recession. In this recession, the government said you can't work.
Yeah, precisely. Trey Gowdy, by the way, says that, and perhaps echoing your thoughts, Andy, that if you're looking for a contrast in politics, winning in politics is all about defining what that contrast is and hoping you get 51% who believe in your side of the definition. He said if you're looking for a contrast, this November gives it to you.
If politics is about contrast, we have contrast for November. Do you want the anarchy that you see in Portland and Seattle, or do you want a country where everyone is safe and secure? What you also saw today is what a serious grown-up attorney general can do for this country, and it makes me wish and wonder where we would be if he had been the AG from day one.
And so from back to front, do you also wish and wonder where we would be if he'd been the AG since day one?
Well, look, he's an excellent choice for attorney general. He's a real professional. He's a very smart fellow. He's conservative. I mean, he represents the conservative ideal in the Department of Justice well. Given enough time, I think he can help clean up that department, because that department definitely needs cleaning up. He's just a real professional, and that's what bothers the Democrats. You know, they can't fool him. he's no one's fool. And if you listen, the Democrats got so ridiculous, Nadler didn't want to give him a bathroom break, for God's sake. Yeah. I mean, is this like an interrogation?
Where Nadler has stock into a chair and you keep him there? He's got stock in Depends. I think that's what it's all about.
Well, let me tell you something about Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler voted by proxy yesterday. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. 2 days ago, you were at a hearing. You were running a hearing on Capitol Hill. How come you're voting by proxy the next day?
Wow.
I was watching the vote, and somebody gets up and says, yeah, they're voting for Jerry Nadler. You're like, wait a minute. He was just here yesterday, all over the place, talking to press, talking to this, and then all of a sudden he can't vote.
Well, maybe
can't
he's got vote a person. Whiplash from that car accident.
Well, then haul your butt in and vote anyway.
All right, more with Congressman Harris. Your calls and comments coming up next. We'll find out what Congressman Harris thinks about Governor Hogan's latest mask mandates. It is 7:30 with latest news headlines. Bruce, what's going on?
We're talking about those mandates. Governor Larry Hogan expanding the statewide mask order to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Governor says the masking order is an action that is fact-based, apolitical, and solidly grounded in science. He's also issued a travel advisory due to the pandemic. He says Marylanders should avoid travel to 9 states with positivity rates of 10% or higher. The states of concern are Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, and Nebraska. Oh, also South Carolina and Texas. Anybody traveling to or from those states is advised, not required, advised to get a COVID-19 test and self-quarantine. Maryland's Deputy Secretary for Public Health Services is retiring. Fran Phillips came out of retirement in 2018 with the intention of serving in the position for 1 year. She ended up staying longer than is planned as help to guide the state through the coronavirus crisis. Baltimore police investigating Wednesday night shootings. One person dead, another wounded. On the 2100 block of Wilkins Avenue, 20-year-old woman shot. Determined she had been shot in the 600 block of South Smallwood, taken to a hospital for treatment. About 9:30, the 3800 block of Potee, a 37-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital where he died. And one of the victims of the double shooting in Rosedale has died. Baltimore County police say 31-year-old Trevor Hamlet and another man were shot on Kilbourne Road Tuesday night. Hamlet later died at a hospital. Second victim expected to survive his injuries. Sports and your lottery numbers next.
Are you interested in becoming the next real estate superstar in the Baltimore area? Then listen up. Armando Montelongo from A&E's Flip This House has been using his unique talents the last 10 years to turn aging houses, empty lots, and tax-forfeited property into a real estate gold mine. Now it's your turn to achieve success, security, and financial freedom. Just text Armando and he'll send you a free copy of his new book, Armando's Wealth Building Guide, a quick start to house flipping. Let Armando show you how to find the right properties and structure the perfect financing to flip houses for cash profits. It only takes a moment to text, an action that can set you on the path to success and prosperity. Text money to 888-111 now to get Armando's free book. Text money to 888-111 right now to get your free book, plus a free training class coming to the Baltimore area that has very limited seating. Text money to 888-111. That's money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 888-111 for your free book now. Individual results may vary.
Well, every year we look forward to opening day. Yesterday was opening day for the Orioles. They lost 9-3 to the Yankees at Camden Yards. Same teams, same venue tonight. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson hoping the team signs free agent receiver Antonio Brown. He's the brother of Ravens receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown. All three worked out in Florida together during the offseason. Lottery numbers from last evening, your pick 3, 803, your pick 4, 9367. And at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Moving very slowly into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Can't say for sure there's a broken down vehicle, but there is definitely a delay, and I would call it now O'Donnell Street, Boston Street, going into the Old Harbor Tunnel along 895. The problem is as well that you also have just the construction area there. It's a single lane each way, but in the last 10 minutes, much more slower than it was southbound a little while ago. So 95 may be an option next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One more day of sunshine and heat, and then we finally get a break. Sunny, no rain, 96 this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're cloudy, scattered thunder showers, 86 the high, and Saturday as well, scattered thunder showers, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a podcast from the world's smartest and funniest comics and writers. It gets you caught up on the day's news without grinding you down. Twice a day, they discuss all you need to know without crushing your soul. Listen to the Daily Zeitgeist wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right now, Parkville has 73 degrees. Ocean City, 77. Downtown Baltimore, 78 degrees. And now you are up to date on The Morning Five with Casey and Elliot.
Folks, have you seen all of the hubbub
to stop the spread of misinformation?
To have a national mandate on wearing masks.
A rush mandate has been issued.
Let's go back to AIDS. And it was a genuine crisis. Was there ever a law that mandated that gay people wear condoms during AIDS?
Listening is required. Weekdays new to 3.
Why not? I mean, the condom is the equivalent of the mask back then.
WCBM. Violators will be subject to stupidity.
7:35, 25 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. In a moment, your calls and comments. I did want to get your thoughts. Governor Hogan comes out yesterday, now mandating mask wearing if you're for all public buildings, going indoor to these public buildings if you're over the age of 5. And if you're outdoors and you can't physical distance 6 feet, then you've got to wear the mask as well. Is this about the science, as he said, or about his election chances in 2024?
Look, clearly the World Health Organization and the CDC, those are the guidelines. So, you know, he's just mandating, you know, the guidelines. The governor, we gave the governor extraordinary power after 9/11 in times of emergency. The legislature probably shouldn't have given him that any governor that much power. But he has the power to do it. Will it help? There's an interesting study, an interesting paper came out earlier this week that indicates, and you know I've been saying, look, you wear a mask to protect other people, but it turns out that it provides an interesting level of protection for the person wearing it. It decreases the amount of virus that you would be exposed to, possibly allowing you to get what's called, and I put in air quotes here, a poor man's vaccine. So if you inoculate someone with a very small amount of virus, they can actually develop either an asymptomatic infection or they develop a very, very, very minor infection, but it gives them immunity. So back in the smallpox days, they would actually, they did at one point, give people a small amount of smallpox, and some people got very sick, and a whole lot of people got immune. it might be exactly what's happening with masks. And this is why I think we have herd immunity in a lot of places, because in New York, for instance, people put on masks. I think a lot of people got an asymptomatic, very low-level infection. They developed either T-cell immunity or traditional antibody immunity, and now they're not going to get it anymore. So there is something to be said for wearing a mask to protect yourself. And for instance, if you don't want to get the vaccine, then you ought to put on a mask now, because it's possible that you can get a minor infection, become immune, and then you won't need the vaccine. You'll be tested and you won't need the vaccine.
Let me ask you to weigh in on something else, if I could, Congressman. There are now two different stories coming out of Portland. If you ask the feds, they say we're not going anywhere. If you ask the mayor of Portland and the governor of that state, they say the feds are leaving us entirely. Ken Cuccinelli weighed in on this yesterday.
You'll see Oregon State Police patrolling nearby the courthouse and in the park across the street and so forth, and dealing with any problems that arise, assuming they don't get too big. And inside that fence that we have built, you'll see Oregon State Police and you'll see Federal Protective Service officers patrolling outside the courthouse. And what you won't see will be Federal Protective Service officers and marshals inside the courthouse.
And as to when the feds will leave?
Over time, once we're confident that the facilities we're responsible for and the people there are safe, then we can draw down our additional officers.
Now, if that's happening the way the feds say it's happening, that's perfectly livable. They're there to protect the federal courthouse. If there are enough personnel in place to protect the courthouse, that's fine. But what guarantee do the feds have that the governor and the mayor out there won't simply say, well, all right, the feds aren't here anymore. Let's have our police do something else.
Look, well, I think that's why Cuccinelli said we're going to continue to have agents there on the grounds protecting them. And I think that if they see that the Oregon State Troopers are not going to protect federal courthouses, and again, we talked about this last week, the bottom line is every city wants, you know, federal buildings. They want the money. They want federal agencies. Well, okay, then protect them. And if you're not going to protect them, then shut up when the federal government comes in to protect their own property. And it's not the city's property. It's the property of every taxpayer in the country who paid to have that federal courthouse built and who's going to pay to solve the destruction that's going on at that federal courthouse. You know, don't believe your lying eyes, but, you know, Jerry Nadler ought to look at the tapes. These are not peaceful protests. These are people with one thing in mind. They want to set fire to that building, and they also want to block the exit of federal agents. They want to kill federal agents.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. These federal agents are there to not only protect their property, but when they get out of when this crowd gets out of control, to protect their own lives. And I fully stand behind these federal agents.
Let's take some phone calls here this morning. Joe has been patiently waiting all the way from the Catskills in New York. Joe, good morning. You're on with Congressman Harris.
Hi. Thanks for taking my calls. We're having a real problem up here. I've lost two friends to suicide. People are losing their farms, their houses, their businesses. The rules seem arbitrary and ridiculous. This guy Cuomo is off the wall. First he says, well, you can have curbside pickup or outside with social distancing, but now you can't drink unless you order food. We are being pushed around.
Yeah,
and he's threatening to increase our horrible taxes if Trump withholds funds. This guy has got to go. I just want to say this. I myself, we have a situation where if you have 2 years of back taxes, you have to pay all of them. There are people struggling who can only afford to pay that 1 year, and they're losing their houses as a result. And farms and businesses.
Yeah, so let me talk about one thing that you talked about, Joe, which is very, very important, and the news did not pick up. So Dr. Redfield, the head of the CDC, and remember, all the Democrats, they love the CDC.
Right.
He comes out this week, and he says that for young people, the increased number of deaths from suicide and drug abuse exceeds the number of COVID deaths in that age population.
Well,
now, think about that for a second. So our lockdowns and our policies to help people with COVID actually in several age groups increased their risk of dying from the scourge of opioid abuse or suicide. And now we're having a discussion. Well, gee, should we reopen schools? Well, of course you should reopen schools, because you know what? Some of these kids who aren't going to be in school are going to die from suicide, because we know the social deprivation that goes with not going to school, that there is social deprivation. It leads to increased depression. It leads to suicide and drug abuse. This is such a no-brainer. But people like Governor Cuomo, governors who want to run for president in 2024, you have to look at, is there an ulterior motive? And with Cuomo, there's no question there's an ulterior motive. He wants to be president. And God help the nation if he's the president.
Joe, thanks so much for the calls. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening in the Catskills Online. On that note, you have Governor Hogan. And he, you know, again, some of his nursing home policies have been hit or miss, but it's Governor Cuomo and five other Democrat governors who knowingly sent COVID positive patients back into nursing homes. 30,000 deaths in New York. Do you think that a federal investigation is warranted into this policy? Because he's blaming the feds, Cuomo. And President Trump is saying, no, this was a New York, this was a New York thing in Cuomo's instance.
Sure, it's a New York thing. We know. We saw the executive order. I mean, the executive order is in black and white. It's signed by Cuomo. I mean, this is, again, you know, everybody's trying to shift the blame. How could Cuomo be at fault? You know, he did everything right. Nonsense. You know, the fact of the matter is that in the case of nursing homes and our seniors, you know, we did figure it out, but only after a lot of people, I think, died unnecessarily because of these kinds of policies.
Yeah. 7:43 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That was, in fact, a stalled vehicle that was there temporarily in the old Harbor Tunnel. So it backed us up at one point towards O'Donnell Street. There we're recovering now. It's a lot better south on 895 through that area. Barring any new problems, we should be right back up to the posted limit, which is about 35 or so through that area. 95, in the meantime, looks good. Key Bridge traffic is clear. I'm looking at you live here on the Beltway at Greenspring Avenue, and the lanes are open on both the inner and the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel forecast, sunny today. A few clouds, but hot. 96 the expected high. And right now, of course, we've got, it's getting up there already. In the Baltimore City, it's 80. And Annapolis is 81. And you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner today. We've got a full panel. Congressman Harris. We've got Bruce Elliott. And we have the Cone Man, Chuck Whitaker.
Cone Man O'Brien.
Cone Man.
Traffic Cone.
Cone Man?
The Traffic Cone. Story one.
See, I'd sneak something in there because Andy's already showing off.
showing off.
Because Andy comes in, he shows off. Before that, he was a nice guy, wasn't a pain in the ass. Suddenly goes to PIA. There you go.
Thank you very much. Story one. The city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, considering having unarmed civilians conduct traffic stops as opposed to police. Two city councilors submitted an order this week calling the city manager to look into transferring primary traffic enforcement to unarmed civilians. Story two, the WHO, World Health, or Wuhan Health Organization, depending on your perspective, says you should dispose of your mask after wearing it once, or launder your mask after each wearing. The virus can cling on the outside of the mask for up to 36 hours. And story three, the LA City Council is considering paying only city residents who test positive for the virus to stay home. A councilman there put a resolution in yesterday that would set up a $25 million fund described as wage replacement program for positive COVID patients. So story one, Cambridge, unarmed civilians to conduct traffic stops. Story two, WHO says only once for that face mask. Or story three, LA's going to pay you to stay at home during the COVID crisis. All right, we'll start with Bruce Elliott.
I think the Cambridge story just sounds too probable, knowing Cambridge. So I'm guessing that one's true. And, you know, actually, the Los Angeles program, that's kind of interesting. I mean, we've never actually quarantined people who are not a problem before. So maybe that's true as well. So I'm going to guess the virus Klingons from the World Health Organization. Those are the fake stories.
All right, one for two.
One for two.
Congressman Harris.
I'm with Bruce. One is just so believable, but you know, God help the first time they stop someone with a drug dealer, who's armed.
Oh, yeah.
God help them. Number three, I think they're probably crazy enough in Los Angeles to do that, because you don't need that. You have unemployment, you have things like that. So I'm going to go with story two also, because I don't think the World Health Organization is going to tell people, sub-Saharan Africa, throw your mask away after one use.
Cone Man.
Three.
He's gone for three. He breaks from the pack today. Story one, Cambridge, looking into unarmed civilians doing traffic stops. Yeah, that's absolutely true. So that could be a nightmare. And story number three, L.A. Considering paying people with the virus to stay home. That is 100% true. So no. Story number two is our fake news story of the day.
I didn't think L.A. had any money.
Did Cone Man lose on that one?
Cone Man lost. Who said that? Andy say that?
I don't know.
Save that.
You
by
don't
the way.
Know. Listen, you
flag that one.
What the hell happened to you? You were a nice guy 2 minutes ago.
Flag that one, Kristen.
Yeah, flag this.
Oh, she's already got it marked.
Flag all three of them. Go to hell. Get out of here.
See you, Chuck. Appreciate it. This story headline, and it ties into one of our listeners' concerns. Fox News reporting hydroxychloroquine banned by Ohio Pharmacy Board for coronavirus treatment. And Kristen in Hampstead says, have you heard of any cases of patients requesting HCQ being denied or having trouble getting access? Have been concerned since Hogan's executive order on regulating our supply.
Yeah, I think in Maryland, because I get notifications from the Board of Physicians, I'm licensed, and I believe that physicians have been told in Maryland you can't prescribe it for that. So I don't think our pharmacy board has gone that far, but I have heard that pharmacy boards in some states, and just think about that for a second. Your pharmacy board is going to tell physicians what they can and can't prescribe. How wrong is that? I mean, look, a lot of people love their pharmacists, but not the pharmacy board. I mean, that is a government. This is the government telling you what you can and can't, what medical care you can and can't get. This is Medicare for all writ large. This is the way government-run health care works. They tell you, and they tell your physician, what treatments you can get and what treatments you can't get. God help us if we get to that.
What punishment for the physician would there be?
Oh, they pull your license.
Says to hell with you.
They take you up before the board. You get a license action, and then once you get a license action, it's reported to the Federal National Practitioner Data Bank. So when you go for a job in the future, they pull the data bank record and go, wait a minute, you were sanctioned by your medical board, and there's some places that won't touch a physician who's sanctioned by a medical board, regardless
so in other
of what
words,
it is.
I'm sorry. Let me clarify this. The pharmacy board would pull you up in front?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. So in the case of Maryland, they sent this notice to physicians. But in the case of the pharmacy board licenses the pharmacist. So if a pharmacist decides to say, you know what, I know this physician, I trust this physician, I'm going to dispense the hydroxychloroquine, they can pull the pharmacist's license. And, of course, without a pharmacist's license, you have no business.
Just amazing.
Yeah. Really this is government regulation. And, again, let's put this in perspective. This is a drug that's been around for 50 years, totally safe. India still uses it in large numbers for prophylaxis and treatment. And here in America, they say, no, go to India, I guess, if you want to get it. But you can't get it here in America.
Well,
this is extraordinary.
This Dr. Emanuel, who's now been, her character is being assassinated daily by the left, she got her degree in Africa. Africa is rampant with malaria.
Sure.
She knows
how safe this drug is.
She's used to dealing with
Absolutely.
The drug, and she has had, according to her testimony, 350 patients that all were COVID positive and none of them died. I mean, that's a pretty good sort of clinical trial there, I would think. Dr. Fauci is not even treating patients with COVID-19.
No, they designed the studies. They were high-dose studies. Again, somebody came, someone commented, it was some political figure, and you could even be harmed by it. No, actually, that's at the very, very high doses that no one's recommending, except they were done in some of the clinical studies. All I can tell you is if I tested positive tomorrow, I'd be taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc.
As would I. 7:50, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
With everybody home all day, we can't possibly keep this house clean. Is it safe to hire a professional cleaning company?
Maid Pro is essential and currently providing safe cleaning services to Maryland homes. Proper disinfecting of high touch points is the only way to destroy the harmful germs that can make your family sick. We take our role against COVID-19 seriously. All Maid Pros adhere to CDC guidelines, are coronavirus trained, use gloves, masks, and hospital-grade disinfectants, and practice strict social distancing and health screenings.
I'm going to visit MaidPro.com. It's not only safe to hire Maid Pro right now, it's smart.
If you're looking to sell your property fast, there's only one place to go. Ultra Investment Group. UIG is a Baltimore-based, veteran-owned, full-service real estate investment company. Their specialized team provides quick and efficient service. If you have a property that is distressed or just need cash fast, UIG will give you a same-day cash offer with no closing costs and settle in 30 days or less. Call 443-648-9360 or text Sell My House to 474747 or ultrainvestmentgroup.com.
Frank Luber here. Yes, AES Builders is still open for business and are now offering virtual consultations. Designs and estimates are provided with their online services without coming into your home. Of course, AES is still doing in-home estimates, too, while adhering to CDC guidelines. So if you're thinking of having some remodeling done, like a new kitchen, bathroom, or maybe finishing that basement, then call AES, one of Maryland's leading home remodelers, all thanks to my good friend Tim Munson, owner and founder of AES. Tim treats each customer like family while making their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. AES takes great pride in their work, which is why they give a 5-year free labor warranty. To show great appreciation, Tim is offering medical personnel and first responders additional discounts. Remember Tim's heartbeat promise: when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, then we're not done. And Tim means it. Go to aeshome.us or call 1-800-787-SAVE.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever did you talk to?
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
7:53 right now. Traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker.
Thought we had a format change for a minute.
No.
No? Hear that music? I thought I had to go into a traffic rap.
You've been known to do that in the past.
Yes, I have. But, you know.
In fact, you were the original 50 Cent.
Yeah. In Arabian places, I'm called Alpha Dollar.
Does he want a redo on the fake news? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I want a recount, Andy. That's what I'm going to tell you now. Next time you come in, we'll have to talk about it.
Is just a filibuster to annoy the people who really want to hear the traffic right now?
Oh, listen to this guy now. There's another one I heard from. Here's the Johnny Walker report. We're clear on the JFX. Gentlemen, back to you.
Okay. I guess that's it. You're with the general forecast. Sunny, hot today, 96. We are currently 77 in Middle River and 79 in Glen Burnie. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey Elliott. In time for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update.
According to the ferret-like New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, the cult of selfishness is killing America. Now, what is he talking about? Well, according to the ferret-like Krugman, coronavirus deaths in America are higher than deaths in the European Union or Canada. He thinks that's because President Trump and Republican governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida insisted on opening the economy too soon. They were selfish. They put economic growth over people's lives. The ferret-like Krugman says that Trump and his allies just want high jobs numbers. They don't care about people dying of the coronavirus. Now, this is a kind of rot-gut dribble that permeates every corner of the drive-by media. Now, I'm willing to bet that the ferret-like Paul Krugman didn't lose one night's sleep worrying about how he was going to pay for food or clothing or shelter or other basics during the shutdown. This is a guy who doesn't have to meet payroll. He doesn't know the pain of putting everything he has into a small business only to watch it die because some elected liberal is playing politics. The ferret-like Krugman still has his job spewing asinine leftist talking points. Now, look, Krugman, it isn't selfish to keep the American economy afloat even during a pandemic. It's a necessity. You want to see selfishness in action, Mr. Krugman, grab a mirror and tape a deep look.
Rush at noon, then Sean at 3, 680 WCBM.
CBD getting a lot of attention these days. Level Select CBD is a brand to watch from Cadenwood, the trusted leader in CBD. Their sports creams and roll-ons are great for pro athletes, amateurs, anybody trying to keep active. No matter what activity you engage in, you could use the relief Level Select CBD provides. Retired athletes like Steve Garvey and Carson Palmer use it every day. And now, PGA Tour champion Ricky Fowler has made Level Select CBD his brand of choice, too. They use it because it works, folks. Independently tested, 0% THC, made in the USA. Go to levelselectcbd.com, use the promo code CBD25 for 25% off any of their full line of CBD products. That's levelselectcbd.com, promo code CBD25, or dial #250 on your cell phone, say Level Select, and this offer will be sent right to your phone.
You will have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Level Select.
All right, we don't have enough time to take a call here in the rest of this hour, but I promise you we'll start with calls in the next hour. Briefly, Joe Biden's going to pick his vice presidential nominee next week.
Yeah,
who do you think?
Monday, yeah. Look, he promised it's going to be a woman. I think most people think it's going to be an African American woman. So, I mean, the bench is there is a bench for that. Susan Rice is being tossed around now. I mean, look, does he want Benghazi to be the story of the election? Because that's what it will be. Remember that they are now looking at the unmaskings. The Department of Justice has a broad range of investigations under Attorney General Barr, which is appropriate, to see exactly what went on those last few years of the Obama administration. And Susan Rice is knee deep in that mess. So Kamala Harris, I think she just rubs people the wrong way. I think he may go for a relatively unknown African American woman.
Like a Val Demings?
Val Demings from Florida makes sense. She's from Florida. She's Central Florida. She's the place that he has to win in Florida if he's going to win the state of Florida.
Yeah, and she's a former cop.
And she's a law enforcement officer,
Yeah. All right. More with Andy coming up. Hey, let me let you know that Dr. Ed Laser at Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry has reopened for business. So you no longer have to put off getting that million-dollar smile. You can now once again get your smile makeovers, veneers, implants, implant-retained dentures, whatever it takes to get you looking and feeling your best. Dr. Laser and his highly trained staff are practicing all federal and local protocols for safety, physical distancing, hand sanitizing areas, N95, level 3 masks, face shields, disposable protective coats and caps, air purifiers throughout the office, and cleaning after every appointment. And those are just some of the protocols that Dr. Laser and his highly trained staff have put in place and they're following in order to keep you safe. Dr. Laser has been taking care of the WCBM audience and me as well for years now, and they're once again open now for your million-dollar smile. So give Dr. Laser a call of 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, online, cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. We are The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.
Fewer feds in Portland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We cannot have federal troops roaming city streets across the country or abducting people into unmarked vans.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat, says it'll be a full withdrawal after federal officers clashed nightly with protesters outside a courthouse. But acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told Fox, no, it won't be. They'll stay until state police now being deployed can secure the situation.
Help us police the streets and the other areas around that courthouse and to hold individuals accountable.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. now tops 150,000. One of the newest patients, Congressman Louis Gohmert, and the Republican tells Fox he'll be taking
zinc, erythromycin, and hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, that's right. He'll take hydroxychloroquine, the drug President Trump has controversially touted. Now, Gohmert's infection has led to a new mask-wearing policy at the House. NASA just launched a new mission to Mars. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, the 2020 Mars mission is now on its way. Lifting off moments ago from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, it's carrying the Mars Perseverance rover, which has technology to collect samples of the Martian soil and store it for a future spacecraft that will try to retrieve it and bring it back here. Lori Glaze is a NASA scientist.
We can only go so far with the instruments that we have on the rover. They're wonderful. It's a great suite, but nothing compared to the state-of-the-art instruments in the laboratories around the world.
Well, the craft should arrive at Mars in February, Dave.
Evans Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg hospitalized again for a medical procedure.
Earlier this month, we learned that Justice Ginsburg's cancer returned earlier this year. She's been undergoing chemo since May. The justice says the treatment's been going well. It will continue, and she says it has not kept her away at all from work.
Fox's Shannon Bream. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We continue clear in and around the Beltway. Nothing major right now. That includes the area at the BW Parkway. JFX with the lanes open after Northern Parkway. City Police with a couple of new accidents. Might be a pedestrian accident. Monument Street at Broadway and also now at Northern Parkway at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One more day of sunshine and heat, and then we finally get a break. Sunny, no rain, 96 this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're cloudy, scattered thunder showers, 86 the high, and Saturday as well, scattered thunder showers, 88 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 76 degrees, Essex 77, downtown Baltimore 78 degrees. On the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and here are some of the stories we're talking about this morning. Baltimore police investigating a Wednesday night shooting, actually two of them, left one person dead, another wounded. The wounding took place 2100 block of Wilkins Avenue, 20-year-old woman. She had been shot, although, on the 600 block of South Smallwood, taken to a hospital for treatment. The death around 9:30, the 3800 block of Potee, they found a 37-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. He died at the hospital. Governor Larry Hogan expanding the statewide mask order to help prevent the spread of the Chinese virus. The governor says the masking order is an action that is fact-based, apolitical, and solidly grounded in science. He's also issued a travel advisory due to the pandemic. He says Marylanders should avoid travel to nine states which have a positivity rate of higher than 10%. The states of concern are Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Nebraska, South Carolina, and Texas. And the Carroll County Board of Education has voted to begin the upcoming school year on a virtual basis and reevaluate the plan during its October 14th meeting. News being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at TowsonWorkshop.com or call 410-291-PLAN. Sports and your lottery numbers next.
If you have lost a loved one, you know that probate and poor planning can tear a family apart. Siblings don't tend to fight over money. It's usually something much smaller or sentimental, like that autographed Elvis Presley collectible dinner plate. Put a plan in place so that your family can enjoy healthy relationships for generations to come. Also, learn how living trusts are the most common tool Marylanders use to avoid the public disclosure of household contents and all other assets during the probate process. It's also a great tool to leave special items, like firearms or family heirlooms, to your children in trust without the need for a public inventory. Learn more at a free workshop presented by Stover Legal. Call Stover Legal today and reserve your seat at 443-470-3599. 443-470-3599 for the free workshop presented by Stover Legal. Or you can register online at TowsonWorkshop.com.
In sports, well, the Orioles' opening day was yesterday. They lost. More of the same. Yankees beat them 9-3. Same teams play again this evening. The NBA season officially restarts tonight in Orlando. The Jazz square off with the Pelicans. The Lakers meet the Clippers. The Wizards debut Friday against the Phoenix Suns. And Alex Ovechkin scored two goals as the Capitals top the Hurricanes 3-2. Exhibition game in Toronto. Washington opens postseason play Monday against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Caps will play a three-game round-robin schedule with the Lightning, Flyers, and Bruins. Lottery numbers, your pick 3-803, your pick 4-9367. And now you are up to date on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The WCBM studios are sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Convenient locations near you. Towson, Annapolis, and Columbia.
This is what's happening.
The markets are very good. Jobs are growing fast. Schools should be open.
New York City.
Check in throughout the day.
Shootings this summer.
At the top and the bottom of the hour.
A real problem.
They don't want law and order.
Today. The development.
This. Of a vaccine.
Is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The wearing of masks or face coverings in the public spaces of all businesses across the state. Face coverings will also be required at outdoor public areas whenever it is not possible to maintain physical distancing. We're in much better shape than we were in the spring, and we're in much better shape than most other states, but it is not a guarantee that we're not going to be in bad shape in the fall or in the months to come.
Forever.
We are strongly advising against any travel to or from states with positivity rates of 10% or higher.
Yeah, we may be in bad shape potentially in perpetuity. So,
that's right.
You know, you better get fitted for those. Could the governor mandate that we wear hazmats? I mean, theoretically, he's got the power. Congressman Andy Harris is with us on our Newsmaker hotline as he transitions from studio to phone. And we have a question from William for you, Congressman, from Towson. He says, Congressman, Justice Ginsburg is being treated in New York for what we're being told is a common procedure. We know that she's been to Hopkins. Why is she going to New York when Hopkins is just down the road?
Well, I suspect that it's something very, very serious and something that maybe is only done, you know, in New York. Because you're right, she normally gets her care, you know, at Sibley, which is the Hopkins affiliate in Washington, or at Hopkins. And so I suspect this is pretty serious.
All right, well, we certainly wish Justice Ginsburg well. Let's go to some more calls here this morning. This is Jim in Baltimore. He is a physician. Jim, you're on with Congressman Harris.
I have a quick question. His last comment on the Wu flu was that it's difficult for me as a physician to write for either prophylactically or treating the Wu flu with hydroxychloroquine. And yet his last comment before the break was, by all I know, if I get COVID, I'm treating it with hydroxychloroquine. I would agree with that assessment, but I'm going to ask him, what am I to do as a physician if he comes to me and says, please write me a script?
Well, I will tell you, Doc, you know, there are some things that that you could take, you could take it for. And, you know, I believe that if you think it's what's best for your patient, just go ahead and write the prescription. You know, let the chips fall. But this is crazy that, you know, your opinion as a physician is being overridden by some aimless, faceless board somewhere that's run by the government.
Well, my concern is the same aimless, faceless board will dock my license nationally, and then I won't be employable. So that needs to change.
No, you're absolutely right. I think they should have made it clear that you know, in the end, the physician's opinion is paramount, because hydroxychloroquine is not in short supply. It's readily available, you know, because the production has been ramped up. So Again, I'm a firm believer that if that's what your physician thinks you should be taking, you should be taking it.
All right. Thanks.
Jim, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling. Yeah. We have another caller here this morning, John in Middle River. John, good morning. You're on with Congressman Harris.
Hey, good morning. This is for the Congressman. I've been following this now since the whole pandemic started, and the question is gnawing more and more in my mind. But what is the legality of all these mask mandates, shutdowns, and everything else? Because if you go back to basic civics, the question has to be asked, okay, when was this ever brought up for a vote by the state assemblies or brought up as a referendum for the voters? Because it seems like in Maryland, Michigan, California, New York, and other places, it's all like royal decree, and that's what's getting a lot of people like myself upset, because we have no say in the matter. It's like we're being lorded over instead of being represented.
Sure. So what everyone has to understand is that there are public health laws in every state, and these laws give to varying degrees public health officials or and ultimately the governor various authorities under times of public health emergencies. And these governors have been given this authority by the legislature. I think that legislation should never give carte blanche authority. They should say, okay, you know, you have the authority for 60 days or 30 days or 90 days, but sooner or later you have to come back to the legislature. But most of these laws aren't written that way, and our law in Maryland certainly is not written that way.
All right, John, thanks for the call. Thanks for the question. Appreciate that. And Dr. Fauci is now suggesting, he did this in an interview with CNN yesterday, that in addition to masks, we consider goggles or eye shields. So do you think that's in the next step for Governor Hogan? Do you think he'll be suggesting that we all don face shields?
No, but I will tell you that I've been talking about this for weeks, that if you are a high-risk person and you have to go into an environment where you're exposed to people, I think you should protect your eyes. The easiest, simplest, most comfortable way is a properly fitting face shield in addition to a mask. That offers the most protection. There's no question about it. So Dr. Fauci's right about that, but I think it should be reserved only for the highest risk people.
Thanks, Andy. More to come up with Congressman Andy Harris in a moment or two, 8:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Boating Center. Again, a couple of accidents in the city. One may be a pedestrian accident, Monument Street at Broadway. The other wreck was in the intersection at Northern Parkway at Hartford Road. Tunnel traffic looks good. We're looking live at the Key Bridge and no problems there. The Baltimore Boating Center needs inventory, so if you're ready to sell your boat, contact us today. We're ready to buy. We'll offer you top dollar for your boat. We're at 410-687-2000 and at BaltimoreBoatingCenter.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says, oh yeah, another day over 90, number 25. 25 days in a row will exceed 90 degrees. It'll be sunny today, 96, scattered showers maybe this evening into tomorrow when relief is on the way. Right now it's 77 in Catonsville, 79 at Edgewater, and on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott up next, the Democrat clown car.
University of Maryland Global Campus doesn't see a laptop. We see a classroom. We don't set timers. We offer flexibility. And you can connect with us with just a click. We've been offering classes online for over 20 years. So to us, it's not education. It's how we support you to create a better tomorrow. No application fee if you apply by August 31st. Learn about rolling admissions and more ways to save at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
If you try to save someone's life during a drug or alcohol overdose, you are protected by Maryland's Good Samaritan law. If you call 911 during an overdose situation, you cannot be arrested, charged, or prosecuted for possessing or using alcohol or drugs. And the law protects the person overdosing too, but the law won't protect you if you witness an overdose and don't help. Make the call. Be a hero. Save a life. For more information, visit beforeitstoolatemd.org.
Good morning. It's 8:16. Once again, that means it's time for us to head to the Big Top. Focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters, finds its way to the center ring by chance, not deliberately, comes to a full stop, and who steps out? It's one of our favorite clowns, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she has a real problem with our feeling somehow that people who break the law are doing something wrong.
There's so much language that's disrespecting undocumented people when the fact of the matter is they're the ones who, these are the families and individuals that are making sure that we're fed. They're often taking care of children. They are often making sure that that our workplaces and our homes are sanitary. And so we cannot go on with kind of these xenophobic narratives that undocumented people are somehow wrong.
Yeah, we can't go on, Sean, with these xenophobic ideas that somehow undocumented individuals, in other words, illegal aliens, are somehow wrong. It's just not a nice thing to do. I just can't understand how heartless we are.
Well, since she's opposed to borders, maybe we should just tear down all the borders of her district. And allow,
fair enough.
And allow anybody in to run against AOC.
Or let anybody who wants to vote for the candidates in her district vote for the candidates in her district. It's Andy, the same general concept.
Andy, what say you?
Look, the bottom line is a country without borders is not a country. And, you know, AOC once again shows, you know, look, she's my colleague, but she's ignorant on a lot of matters.
AOC, back at the clown car and get your butt out of here.
We'd get his perspective here. Yale epidemiologist Harvey Risch out saying Dr. Fauci is running a misinformation campaign against hydroxychloroquine. And the big question would be why. The why, I think, would be there's big bucks in remdesivir and the vaccine coming down the road. So why take a medicine that's been here for 50 years? It's cheap, it's safe, it's effective. Why do that and give that to people when there's big money to be made? Just saying. All right, let's go to the phones here again. We've got Carolyn in Linthicum. You're on with Congressman Harris.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes,
very well.
I have two comments, and one is both for Congressman. I remember in a recent election, the military did not receive their ballots in time to fill out and be returned for counting. Is there any precautions that are going to be taken to make sure the military does have the opportunity to vote in this election? And the second thing is, last night, Laurel Ingram had on her program two very prominent doctors, and they were discussing the Ohio restriction on the drug that you're all talking about, hydroxy. And so finally she said, and it was a good discussion, finally she said, well, what do you think, why is that happening to this drug? First of all, the doctor said that it's actually 44 states in the United States, not just Ohio, that are not allowing this drug to be prescribed. And the doctor said, when she asked why, the doctor said, because on the FDA website, there is a statement about the drug that's, you know, negative about being used, I guess, for the virus. But then he started to say, but there's a box under that statement. And it, to me, he was going to say something positive about that FDA said about the drug. But the true to form, the commercial came, the heartbreak came, she had to cut him off, and she said, we'll be back after the commercial and with the doctors, and sure enough, the show was over. So I didn't, at that point, it was after 11 o'clock, and I went to bed, I didn't look it up, but we need to look up that statement. The doctor was firm in his belief that it was the FDA that was causing this problem. I mean, that really killed me.
Carolyn, I hate to cut you off because we've got a lot of folks here who want to ask questions. So the question is, what about armed forces ballots?
Right.
And what about the FDA?
Right.
Their
what
statement?
Are they saying both ways, positive and negative about?
All right, Carolyn, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your questions. Congressman?
Sure. So let's take the military ballots first. You know, after the
after the debacle a few years ago in the presidential election, we changed the law so that military ballots have to be mailed out much more much earlier. That's why Maryland moved their elections from August to June, because we have to have our ballots printed basically by August so they can go out to military. So that should not be a problem with the military anymore. With regards to hydroxychloroquine, the bottom line is, look, it's not an approved use by the FDA, so it's an off-label use by a physician. But it doesn't have a black box warning. The bottom line is that it's a drug that you can give for an off-label use, and normally states do not restrict off-label use. This is very unusual for a state to restrict an off-label use of any drug.
All right, very good. More with Congressman Andy Harris here in just a moment. It's 8:21 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, if you're ready to get outside and get on the move, maybe you'll wait until it's 86 instead of 99, but are you struggling with sore or stiff joints or knees? Rescue Natural Supplements has just what you need. Their premium formula in Glyco Plus contains patented collagen and green-lipped muscle extract. Now, to lubricate your joints and to improve mobility. Today, you can buy one bottle of Rescue Glyco Plus, get another one completely free. Just go to MyRescueProducts.com. That's MyRescueProducts.com. Or call 800-26-ALIVE. Use the coupon code WCBMPLUS. That's WCBMPLUS. Get started right now. Enjoy the natural joint relief that's not going to harm your stomach like traditional pain relievers can. Go to MyRescueProducts.com or call toll-free 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Buy one bottle of Glyco Plus. Get a second one free with the code WCBMPLUS.
Hi, Garner Roofing here to let you know we're open if you need us during these challenging times. Some things simply can't wait, so we're making it safe and easy to get the roof, siding, or gutter services you need for your home or business. We're offering free no-contact consultations for customers who prefer. We can measure your property using aerial measurement technology and email you exact pricing. When you're ready to move forward, you can even sign your contract and make payments online. As always, we never use high-pressure sales tactics, and our everyday pricing beats most competitors' sales prices. We understand money is tight for a lot of people right now, so we're taking an additional $1,000 off our already low pricing on whole house roof and siding projects. Combine this with no payments or interest for 12 months, and you can get that new roof, siding, or gutter system you need now, but take your time to pay for it. Call Garner Roofing at 410-753-2322 or on the web at garnerroof.com. MHIC 97098.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
823 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Couple of minor accidents on the Capitol Beltway. Not a major problem, but heads up on the outer loop at University Boulevard. That's Montgomery County. And then on the inner loop before 295 in Prince George's County. Both pretty much off the roadway. Wanted to give you the heads up for that. City Police still busy. Northern Parkway at Hartford Road and also Monument at Broadway. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Get your summer driving checkup today at Bernie's Automotive. We'll check your tires, batteries, belts, and more. Bernie is right there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, and his Facebook page has all of the weekly specials. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, hot, 96. Right now it is 75 in Ellicott City. 9077 in Woodlawn. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. We're getting listener calls for Congressman Harris. Tom in Catonsville, you're on with Dr. Harris.
Hi, good morning. You know, over the last, I'm almost 60, so over the last 50, 60 years, there's been a lot of health issues that come. Every year we have a flu issue. We've had outbreaks of measles, and we've had even AIDS. All these diseases that have come up over the last decade. And as time goes by, this disease, this virus, is not really proving to be such, you know, so horrific for, you know, the entire population. And my question is, as a doctor, am I wrong? I think this whole thing from the beginning and every day is proving to be so overblown and unwarranted. And am I missing something?
Okay, so clearly at the beginning we didn't know how dangerous this virus was going to be, because if you remember the original reports out of Wuhan is that, you know, a lot of people were ill, things like that, and we think they actually hid the actual number of people who had it, so it actually wasn't as dangerous, they said, but it looked like it was dangerous, so we took some precautions, but now we know a lot about the drug. You're not missing anything. For school-age children, for instance, the flu, the seasonal flu, is much more dangerous than COVID. For young adults, again, as we talked about, the risk of overdose or suicide is higher than the risk of COVID. Obviously, for high-risk patients, they should take precautions. For everyone else, you know, common sense, simple precautions, everyone should be, basically almost everyone should be back to work, back to school with precautions. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call and the question. One more here from Lori on the Eastern Shore, Centerville. Good morning. You're on with Congressman Harris. Lori, you still there? Lori could not hang with us. On the FDA website, Doctor, it says there's a July 1st, 2020 update, and a summary of the FDA review of safety issues includes reports on hydroxychloroquine to treat hospitalized patients with COVID-19. The reports conclude serious heart rhythm problems and other safety issues, including blood and lymph system disorders, kidney injuries, and liver problems and failure. That's the warning they put on their website. Right above that warning, it says that the use or prescription of HCQ for malaria, lupus, and rheumatoid arthritis are okay. So, how is it okay for those conditions or illnesses, but not for COVID-19?
Right. Again, and I haven't looked at the FDA website, but I know there's no black box on, you know, what's called a black box warning, which is a very, very serious warning. So the FDA is not really what's doing this. These are overzealous. These are overzealous government regulators who think they know better for you than you do or your doctor. That's the bottom line. They want to control your life. They want to control your health. They want to save you from yourself.
Next question is the president. Again, we have the right to try. So, you know, what point does the right to try supersede Governor Hogan's order limiting the use of the prescription of HCQ or any other state for that matter?
Look, you're absolutely right. Now, traditionally, the right to try is usually for fatal for cases where the, you know, there's hope. There's no hope in other therapies, so it's not exactly analogous to it. But the bottom line is that no American should stand for the government telling you or your doctor what you can or can't take.
Well, in some cases,
a safe drug.
Yeah, in some cases, COVID-19 has been fatal. I think 150,000 people have died from it. So are you saying it wouldn't qualify under right to try?
Well, so let's look at that FDA warning. The FDA warning is talking about hospitalized patients. Like Louis Gohmert is not hospitalized. So the FDA is silent on whether or not this is dangerous for Louis Gohmert, for instance. So why in the world would you stop people giving it for mild infections or people who want to prevent an infection? Because that the FDA doesn't even mention that.
Very good. Congressman Harris, thanks again, as always, for joining us in studio and by phone. It's going to be a busy week in Washington, that's for sure.
Thank you. Until next week.
All right, we'll talk to Congressman Andy Harrison. He'll be with us next week around the same time.